Welcome to the Cheer Up Podcast. I am your host, Kara R. Hunt, and with me is the beautiful Sherry Swalwell. How are you doing today, Sherry?
Sorry, everyone. I'm so excited. Yay! Go ahead.
Happy anniversary podcast, Kara. I think I got it right this time.
Yes, this is the, for all of our listeners, we just want to say thank you so much for those who have continued to join us and hold on and be faithful listeners here in the States and around the world and the globe. We see you. We want you to know we appreciate you and everything else. And can you guys believe this is our third year of the Cheer Up podcast, of your journey to joy, as we like to say. And I don't know, Sherry, I think we deserve a little congratulations. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Because we're just so excited. It's just, you know, mostly for our listeners. We just want to say thank you. We could not be doing this without you. You have been a blessing to us more than you realize. And we never ever want our listeners to think that we take you all for granted, because we don't. And we just enjoy being with you guys, and we're just so glad that you guys have stayed with us, because that means that you enjoy being with us too. And the big huge thing is tonight. Am I right, Sherry?
Yes, I am so excited.
I know. So for those of you who have been listening to the podcast the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about tonight. So the podcast is live today, but tonight we are hosting, the Cheer Up podcast is hosting their very first live Twitter space. So that is going to be so exciting. And we're so looking forward to it. That way we can connect with all of you guys, all of our listeners, even those from around the world. We can talk, we can chit chat. You guys can ask us questions, we can ask you questions. Or we cannot ask questions at all. You know, Sherry will be there. I will be there. And we're hoping that you will be there. And for those of you who have already RSVP'd, don't forget to make your tea and bring your favorite mug or teacup. And we are just going to just have a blast for 2 hours. So we look forward to it. And we so look forward to chatting with everyone who comes and just having a fun time and just having a blast. Am I right, Sherry? Oh, and Sherry will have the times for you.
Yes. So they will be 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain time, 5 to 7 Central time, and 6 to 8 Eastern time.
Yay. So you guys, everyone find their time zones, you know, and just watch for us on the Twitter space. And just, we're at Cheer Podcast on Twitter, Cheer Podcast. And just look us up, and you'll probably see, you know, Cheer Podcast is hosting a live space with those of you who may be familiar with Twitter spaces. But if you're not, it should be a little bubble up there that tells you that Cheer Podcast is hosting a space. So if you have not followed us on Twitter yet, please do so, because that way you'll be able to find us a lot faster. And just like us on Twitter. And again, we're at Cheer Podcast. Not Cheer Up Podcast, we're at Cheer Podcast. And you can go there and like us, and then it should probably pop up and say, hey, you just like them. So, hey, did you know they're hosting a space? So be sure to do that and find us tonight. And we'll be there. We'll be having tea. And we're so looking forward to just chatting with some of you. So that is going to be so much fun.
It really, really is. I am so excited to meet some of our listeners tonight. So really, if you can come, please do. We would love to hear your voices, because you get to hear our voices every week.
Oh, absolutely. And we would love, like I said, it'll be, it's going to be an open forum. So if anyone wants to ask questions to me or to Sherry or to both of us or about the podcast or any of the books we've written, it's just an open forum. You can come, you can ask questions, we can laugh, we can talk, and everything else. It's just a really great time to just meet up with you guys, and we hope to be able to do this yearly. So we're so looking forward to meeting up with everyone tonight. But Sherry, can you believe we are getting ready to start our fourth season?
I really can't. It was like, I still remember when you called me the very first day, and like we would talk on the phone periodically anyway. And when we would talk for hours. But I remember that God had put it in my heart to do a podcast a long time ago, but I had no inkling of what it would take, what it meant, how to even start it. And so I think I had prayed about it. God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? I don't know how to do anything. And you said to me, Sherry, I'm starting a podcast. I would love for you to be a part of it. I remember that conversation like it was yesterday. And it was such an answer to a heartfelt prayer that I had, because I didn't want to do it by myself. I didn't think that I really had anything that people would want to listen to, just me. But look at what he's done. He's like grown this into just a huge blessing for him, I pray. And we pray that literally every single time before we start an episode. We pray for God's will to be done. We pray for his glory to be shown. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to speak through us. And I don't know about you, Kara, but we have talked in the past about some of the episodes that we finished, and we've just been in awe because we have just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit so clearly. And even as I'm sharing that right now, and as I'm speaking that, I can feel the Holy Spirit right now confirming that this is all for him and from him.
Yes, Lord. And like Sherry was saying, she gives you some of the behind the scenes tidbits of it. Sometimes when we end the podcast, the recording may have stopped, but we're still worshiping the Lord because we just felt such a presence, you know, in the midst of it. And it has, so when we say that doing this podcast has blessed us a lot, it really, really has just brought us into, I believe, the presence of the Lord, and continues to do so. And we just always want to keep God first and foremost and stay true to the founding scripture of it, which is John 16:33. For in this world we will have trial and you know, and tribulation, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. And that is something that is on my heart and Sherry's heart, to just say, yes, we are going to have trials and tribulation in this world. We are in this world. We were born. We were conceived and born into a sinful world. And so all sorts of things, you know, are out there. So it's just, you know, par for the course, so to speak, that, you know, there'll be trials and tribulations. But and one of the reasons our tagline is your journey to joy, we are just like, hey, but let's remember God's promise about this. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And so, and that is what we want everyone who, all our listeners, to take away from it, that yes, you may be going through a trial. Yes, you may be going through a tribulation. Or you may just be living everyday life, right? But be of good cheer, because God himself has overcome the world. Did you want to add anything to that, Sherry?
All I wanted to say was I'm still waiting for it to become work.
I know, right?
It's so much fun. Like, I love podcast taping days. I love just watching and seeing what God is going to do, what he is doing. I love when he helps us come up with that. Well, I say helps us, but we always get God approved. And I do believe that he's the one that plants the ideas in our minds, but I love when he comes up with the topics for us. I love the fun ones, like we've been doing this month where we're talking about our books, just as much as I love the serious ones where we're talking about In fact, probably, Kara, one of my favorite topics that we covered was the names of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That was
probably
my absolute favorite series that we did.
Yes, and that was in our first season, I believe.
Right. Right.
Yes, it was in our first season, I believe. And there were so many, many, many good ones in that first series, that first season, biblical marriage, friendships, you know, and it just continued. God just continued touching our hearts through season two and season three. And now we're in season four. We are over closing in probably before the end of this year, 2024, of almost 200 plus episodes. Right? So we are getting there, and it's just a lot. And there's a lot of work that goes into it, because we started the podcast, I believe, in 2021. Am I right, Sherry?
Yep. January of 2021.
Not too long after the pandemic may have still been going on around that time, if I remember correctly. So January of 2021. But what some people may not realize is that we have been talking about planning and working on the podcast 2 years prior to that, maybe 2019.
So. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was like maybe 2019, latter part of 2018. Just kind of praying about it. What should it be about? What topics should we cover? What do we want to stay away from? How long should it be? You know, how often should we do it? You know, not only that, and then everything that goes along with preparing to actually do a podcast. So there were almost 2 years of prayer and prep that went into it before we actually, you know, did our first podcast. And that has been so exciting, because back then it seemed so daunting, right, Sherry? Now it's just like, hey, we love doing this. And it's just such a relaxing thing to do.
It really, really is. And I'll never forget when we were doing the Easter series, the series on Lent, and you were talking about, of course my words have to leave me. Palm Sunday, you were reading in scripture about Palm Sunday, and God highlighted to me how Jesus stood over the city or, you know, looked out over the city and cried. I had never, ever remembered reading that before. So when we say that it blesses us as much as it blesses you, we're not lying, because I was like, oh my gosh, God just revealed a whole new truth to me. How many times have I read this story and I never realized just how sad he was, knowing that he was going to be rising again, but yet he still felt all the feels, and he still was so in love with his people, and he knew that they wouldn't get it. Like, it's just little things like that, that just amaze me every time, like week after week after week. Like I said, I'm waiting for it to become work. I'm waiting for drudgery. I'm waiting for any of that to happen where it's a must do instead of a get to. And I just don't see it ever happening. Like, and then, you know, I worried, oh, well, we're going to run out of topics. We're going to run out of things to say. Nope, God doesn't let that happen either.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, you know, I think with all the topics we have put on the table, we could probably go into the next 2 years, you know, easily that we feel like God has dropped on our heart, you know, and things like that. And so just because of the world we live in, and just because as Christians in this world, on this terra firma, there's just so much going on, so many things that we have to deal with, and just so many, you know, biblical truths that are even being played out as we're talking about this. So it's just so much that's going on, and in just so many ways. And we've always tried to find that balance between lightheartedness, fun,
and deep, deep topics and scriptural topics. And for those of you, we're going to give you guys a little teaser. So for next month, we are doing a love versus lust series and all of Valentine's Day. And that is really, really, that's a deep topic and a fun topic in a way at the same time, because what we're going to be discussing are biblical characters like Samson and Delilah and others in there, in the Bible, and how, how lust perhaps led them astray and down roads that they never intended to go. So we know the February is a month of love. So, but a lot of times people confuse lust with love, you know, and the consequences aren't good when you do that. So, we'll be discussing that. And then, March, for those of you who are familiar with the first judge, female judge, biblical judge in the Bible, that we'll be discussing Deborah for the month of March. And then, in April is really fun topic. We're going to be discussing Jael. And so since we're doing Deborah, you have to kind of, I believe I'm pronouncing her name right, J-A-E-L in the Bible, Jael, or maybe Yael, now that I think about it, because I think in Hebrew, the J kind of makes the Y sound. So I'm not exactly sure about that. So forgive me if I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly, but we'll be discussing her and what makes her so famous in the Bible. And we just want to if you haven't read the story yet, we just want to say it involves a king and a tent peg. You know, so that's going to be a very, very, very interesting topic. So, and they're going to be fun, but they're going to be deep and biblical and spiritual, you know, at the same time as we kind of go through these. And, you know, it's just going to be so, so much fun. And we just can't wait for you guys to come back and join us. And then, you know, we got more things coming, you know, for the summer and the summer series. So what am I missing, Peg?
Well, it's Sherry. I know that you got Tent Peg on the mind, though.
I know, right? I said Tent Peg.
But I want to add that.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sherry.
Oh, no, that's okay. We have a friend named Peg, so I knew exactly where she was going with that. So,
yes.
But I'm like, that's the monkey in the room or the elephant in the room if I don't address it. So I just,
right.
But I do want to
They would have been like, who's Peg?
I know. Actually, maybe they remember Peg because we had her on as a guest. The second summer.
Yes, in the second season.
Yeah, she writes historical Christian fiction, amazing writer, and she lives in Michigan, and she was telling about all the ways that she researches history to write her stories accurately. I loved that series. I loved that episode, and I loved that she was one of a series of women authors that we were able to have on our podcast the summer of 22. But
yes,
one thing mm-hmm. I want to throw out there, as you were talking about different episodes, in 2023, from June through September, we talked about the Screwtape Letters. And that was something that I was so grateful that Kara suggested that we do as a topic, because I had never read the Screwtape Letters before. And I'm so glad that I did, because like she said, it is so relevant to today's society, even though it was written back in the 1940s. So I just want to throw out there, since we're talking and celebrating and just kind of reminiscing, but also looking ahead, is there another classic or is there a book out there that you all would like us to do the same thing that we did with the Screwtape Letters? If you enjoyed that, drop us an email at cheerupodcast@gmail.com or head over to the Facebook community group and start a thread or a link or a post or whatever you want to call it, and let us know if there's a different book that you would like us to go through. And the sooner you do it, the better, to give me time to read it if, like, the Screwtape Letters, I haven't read it before. So we're open for it. We would like it to be a Christian-based book. We would like it to be something that we can point people to God's cheer, God's peace. It can have deep, dark topics in it that doesn't scare us away. But something that we can find the joy through, and we can point people back to God. So if that's something, if you have any suggestions, drop us a line about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sherry.
What was your favorite episode or one of your favorite series that we did, Kara?
Oh, definitely. I think it would be the Screwtape Letter series. Only because I guess I was just wowed at the fact that this book was written so many decades ago, right? Decades ago. And how appropriate, how apropos it was for today. And it was almost prophetic in a way. It was just one of those books that, the classic. It was just one of those pieces of classic literature that is timeless. And it just is so relevant to the different, the culture issues that we as Christians are seeing unfold before our eyes now, and how the enemy works, because basically that was what the Screwtape Letters was about. It was two demons talking about how to manipulate humans and what they would do and how to do it and different things like that. And I just think it was just so timely to be able to do that. And just delving into that just gives you deeper insight into, wow, there is an enemy. There's an enemy of our soul that is out there. His only desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to be aware of it. And that book was just a perfect example of the letters that the demon Screwtape wrote to his demon nephew Wormwood were just so eye-opening and enlightening. So that was definitely one of my favorites. But it's almost like asking the mother of quintuplets, though, like, which one is your favorite child?
True.
which one is your favorite, right? And so it's very, very hard. But the one I think that was really, really close to my heart, and the one that I really feel like just spoke to a lot of people, was definitely the Screwtape Letter series that we did. And all we did was just talk about the topics that were covered in the book. You know, it was just very eye-opening and humbling in the same breath to know that he wrote this book way back when, and here it is, so, so relevant and still relevant to us today. But I also love when we do, like, lighter subjects, where we invite other, since you and I are both authors, and we have been for a while, how we get to invite in some of our author friends and others to be able to talk about, and just the different books, and for those who love to read novels, you know, and just introducing them to other Christian fiction and or clean authors that are out there. So it's been really, really, really fun. And I can't say enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who has joined us and has stayed faithful and has been on this journey joy with us for the past three seasons. Just I can't thank you enough. We appreciate you so, so, so much. So if you hear me say that a couple more times, that's just because that's just what's on my heart right now. You know, so Sherry, so where do you see the podcast maybe a year from now, 2 years from now?
Boy, I don't know. Like, I don't know if we'll start to branch out more and if God will lead us to doing more interviews with other people, if he'll keep it the way that we have it, where it's more intimate and it's just the two of us. And
it's always an adventure with God, right?
Yes, because who would have thought that this was the direction and the journey that he would have put us on to begin with? But I'll tell you what, it has been so much fun. And I know that you and I are exactly the same. And whatever he plans and whatever he chooses, that's where we want to go. And that's what we want to do, because that's the only way that it will be a blessing.
Absolutely. And if you guys are excited to see where the True Podcast is going to be within a year or two, then just imagine how excited we are.
Exactly.
Because when God does it, he is just, he's just so amazing. And it's just, I can't wait. Honestly, we just can't wait. Sometimes it's like Sherry and I are like on pins and needles, you know, and we're just like, okay, where's God taking us now? So when I say it's an adventure, it's truly, truly, an adventure. And I am just looking forward to it. And we just continue to say cheers to everyone out there to all of our new listeners who may have just joined us within the past season or the past two seasons. And cheers and thank yous to those who have been with us since season one. And we just so looking forward to continuing on this journey. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Sherry?
No, just happy podcast anniversary. We are so grateful that you are here. We just can't wait to hear your feedback and where you guys want us to go from there. But please come join us tonight. We would love to hear from you. We would love to interact with you. We would love to meet you virtually. So 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central time, and 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. We cannot wait to see you. We will actually hopefully connect with you in just a couple of hours. Don't forget your tea. And we will talk to you tonight, and we will talk to you next week.